What truly made Earth unique, however, was that every human was born with a small seed of chaos in their souls. For millennia, the prince had watched the savages of Earth. He saw their civilizations rise and fall. If there was one constant that held true, it was that when enough of the Earth humans were in one place, destruction inevitably followed. The chaos inside of them made such a conclusion inevitable. The Earthlings had already come close to destroying their own planet several times. If enough humans could be brought to the land, all of those seeds of chaos just might destroy it. He would be free. That just left the problem of how to get enough of them there to accomplish his plan. Though the prince was powerful, he could not just force them to go. Unfortunately, each and every being in the universe had free will. The Earthlings had to choose to go to the land. It was true that the prince had collected a few souls here and there. There were always mortals foolish enough to trade their immortal spark for material wealth or power. It was not enough, though. He needed millions of chaos seeds in the land, causing havoc and destruction. How could he convince so many? No answer presented itself, so he watched and waited. Ultimately, the people of Earth found a magic of their own called science. Their faith in science replaced older faiths which had warned of beings like the prince. Their belief in science had even caused them to lose faith in the existence of the soul. He could not help but chuckle as, paradoxically, the amount of souls he captured from that world increased. Who wouldn't accept wealth and power in exchange for something they didn't even think existed? As more and more of the humans predictably sought to escape their mundane and banal existence, they found that release in many ways. Substances to cloud their minds, war, suicide, and other amusements. The prince came to enjoy watching the atrocities of the small blue planet. It took only a few centuries after their discovery of electrical power for them to develop games to distract from their pointless lives. Soon after came the creation of virtual realities. These digital worlds gave millions of humans the escape they craved with their whole hearts and unknowingly with their whole souls. That was the key, the vizier explained to him one day. Why try and convince these humans to trade their souls when they were already begging for a new life? Why not give them what they were already asking for? It didn't take much work for the prince to have one of his agents create a virtual world modeled after the land. With his guidance, it quickly became the most popular and pervasive game on Earth. Millions played every day. They became the orc shaman that was powerful in a way that the tax accountant playing him in real life never was, or the sexy elf maiden who finally found that attention she craved but no longer received as an aging housewife. And as for the pesky matter of free will, each and every player agreed to come to the land willingly. They signed their digital names to the contract when they started playing the game. After all, the prince thought with a small smile, who had time to read all that fine print? Prologue. Earth, North America, 2037.
I swear to God, Silk, if you get caught on the way in just because you're trying to steal some cheap loot, I'm gonna nail your nuts to a stump and kick you backwards.
Calm down, Crush. Jesus, where the hell do you get this stuff? Silk put down the gold candlesticks he had picked up, hearing the sound of chuckles over the group chat. I'm on it. The rest of the party watched safely from behind a grove of trees several hundred yards away, nearly invisible in the dark. They would not have been able to see anything, but Jewel had cast the spell Shared Vision to let the rest of them see through Silk's eyes.
I will not calm down, said Crush. You're messing with the big payday.
He's not wrong, Silk, Loki said. It has taken us forever to find this castle, and then fight through the wilds and finally break through the defenses to allow you a small window of time to get in. No one on the forums has even heard of the Castle of Transition. The loot we could get from this place will probably be artifact.
Okay, fearless leader. I'm on it. As Silk spoke, he looked down and gave